Chapter 3. The Truth Unfolds. I was even more confused at this point. Why did my parents have pictures of the Dooleys? Why did the baby and I look somewhat similar? Were we related? The same person? Or is it just a coincidence, since most newborns look alike? I had so many questions. I kept looking through the box when I came across a birth certificate. It read, Elizabeth Marie Daniels, born on April 19th, 2003. This was my name, and this was my birthday. Then it had signatures of the doctors, my parents, and my grandmother. It was a real birth certificate, or so I thought. I had never seen one except for in the movies. Although the birth certificate stated my birthday, name, and my parents' name, it still didn't explain why there were pictures of the Dooleys. I heard the front door slam shut and my mom called my name. Why was she back so soon? I threw everything back in the box and put it back in the closet in enough time to meet her downstairs before she could tell where I had been. I need to talk to you about what you saw in my room the other night, she said. I really can't right now. I have somewhere to be. And I walked out of the door. During the walk, I knew exactly where I needed to go. I got a text from Matt asking, hey, do you want to grab Froyo or something later? Sure, I replied. See you at Moe's at 6? Sure, I answered. I didn't really read the message, rather glanced over it. I needed answers, closure, something that could help me figure all this out. I couldn't talk to my mom first, or my dad. I had to see what Mr. Dooley knew about his child and the kidnapper that took him. I needed to know if I was being crazy or overreacting. On my walk to Mr. Dooley's, I was thinking it over. I looked nothing like my parents. I mean, Marley, a spitting image of my mom. I was told that I looked like my great-grandma Christine, but the more I thought about it, the more I realized that maybe I wasn't who my parents always told me I was. This moment in time, I knew the only thing I could do was see Mr. Dooley. That's the end of chapter 3. I'm sorry this one was a little bit shorter. I guess there just wasn't as many details in here, but thank you for listening. Here comes chapter 4.